Let's take a look at the steps of the standard work. Step 1. The manager will access HomeCare Homebase back office to review the workflow for the addendum request. If a request is received via a phone call, the manager will enter the request directly into the addendum console. Step 2. The manager will review the patient responsibility of medications with the team physician and, if changes are needed, proceed to Step 3 of the standard work. If no changes are needed, skip to Step 4 of the standard work. Step 3. If changes to medications, the manager compares the electronic medication order entry system to the clients by medication report in HomeCare Homebase for accuracy and then updates the electronic medication order entry system to reflect changes made by the team physician via the reorder process. After 24 hours, the changes are reflected in HomeCare Homebase. If a medication is deemed non-covered, a reason is added to the text box in the HomeCare Homebase medication profile. The manager reviews the electronically generated addendum for non-covered medication for accuracy. Step 4. If no changes in medications, the manager will assess non-covered items or services via HomeCare Homebase, Clinical Input, Medical Records, to review and update the list. The manager will review the coordination notes report for any additional items to be added. The manager reviews the electronically generated addendum for non-covered items or services for accuracy. Step 5. The manager will print 2 copies of the electronically generated addendum for the RN, social worker, or chaplain to deliver to the responsible party, and the manager will update the status in the addendum console to sent. Step 6. The addendum is returned to the manager, who will then verify for signature or document refusal if applicable. The manager will update the status request in the addendum console using the Edit Status button and then hands off the documents to the admin support.